This is Radharani's. She's perfect in all these arts, which she uses to express her love and to Krishna, to satisfy and to please and entertain, and Krishna, to fill his heart with pleasure, peace and joy and charm. So she's mastered all these 64 arts, Srimati Radharani. She's also trained her Sakyamandris in these 64 arts so they can also attempt to please Krishna and assist her in her pleasing of Krishna with the expression of these 64 arts. 33. Kavya Samasya Puran. Srimati Radhika is expert in the art of completing verses, finishing poetic verses after hearing only three lines. So this is an art. Someone speaks three lines of a verse, Sanskrit verse, she can instantly understand the meter and the intention of what's being intended, what's intended to be said, and the rhythm and the flow of that, and she can add the appropriate fourth line to that pada. Pada means a poem, charpada, four lines of the poem. So when the Sakis sit together, and they often glorify Krishna with poetry, they speak to each other. And Lalita may say something, Krishna is like this and this, and she says, oh, and then she interjects, and this. And then Lalita says, how did you know? I was going to say the same thing. And the mandris are so much tadatmika with Radharani, they're also thinking, Radharani is going to say this. And then she says exactly what they're feeling and thinking. So this is Kavya Samasya Puran. But not only that, this art includes more. It includes solving crossword puzzles. You ever get the newspaper? Why? Or did you ever get the newspaper in days of Maya? They have crossword puzzles, you know? This. So they have crossword puzzles in the spiritual world. The Varsana Daily Newspaper. You saw? There's comic strips there. Madhumangal is writing the comic strips. And then... Tungavidya is making the puzzles, the crosswords. Solving crosswords and various puzzles. This particular art is usually played, this crosswords and puzzles, is usually played at the risk of losing a stake or paying a penalty. 34. Patika Vetra Bhan Vikalp. The art of manufacturing armaments, such as shields, staffs, bows and arrows. So the gopis know how to make arrows. Arrow maker. They know how to make shields. Of course, sometimes these aspects of Radharani are described in various rustic ways. What is Radharani's actual shield? And what is her staff and her bow and her arrows? And her rasa-filled form? But nevertheless, even externally, apparently in this world that we can see, they also know this art of manufacturing armaments. Of course, it's told by Krishna's Kaviraj that the whole body of Radharani is actually equipped with armor. Her fingernails are 10 elephant goads. You know, a goad is an instrument like this and it curves like that. And you control the elephant. You sit on the elephant. It's only about 18, 20 inches long. It's an iron rod. It goes like this, then it goes like that. It has a point, a little bit of point on the end. And then the mahout, the elephant trainer, he rides the elephant, and the elephant wants to control the elephant. He puts it behind his ear. It's a very tender spot, even in the human body, back here, you know? So this, The driver of the elephant, he hooks the elephant behind the ear and pulls him. Turn right, left is that. So it's explained that Radharani's fingernails are like elephant goads, Ankush. And they're used to control the mad elephant named Krishna. So this isn't, she's already equipped with arrows and ankush and all types of things. 35. Tarku karma. This is the art of making thread with a spinning wheel. So they got some cotton, like Gandhi, all the spinning wheels and all these things. Gandhi, Gramyo. So they get the raw cotton from the fields and you put it on this mechanism, spinning wheel, and you turn the cotton and some kind of thread comes out. Have you ever seen? You seen? I've seen. And then it's hand propelled, you know, you turn it with your hand. So they make thread. So the gopis make thread. And then what do they do with that thread? They make turbans for Shyam. Why else? And maybe the mandris, they make clothes for Radharani, the Sakis. But this is Radharani's art. She's not going to use her talents to serve herself, is she? These are premakala. Premakala. These are artful expressions of love. So she's learning this. Oh, I want to make a new choli. Oh, it looks so good. I sewed it myself. She doesn't have that idea. She thinks, oh, I want to make a nice silk turban for my sham. Tarku karma, tarku. 36, takshana. Takshana, the art of cutting wood and carpentry. So it means cutting wood means you don't go to the lumber store. This is a 5,000 years ago. There's no lumber yard. You go, give me a 2x4, give me a piece of 4x8 piece of plywood. I need 1x1, 2x1, 4x6, 8x6. That means that you take the tree, the old tree that left, or whatever, transcendental tree that left its body. And then they have to know how to cut that tree. Cut off the bark with some saws, cut off the tree, cut off the outside, then you got the square inside, then you start cutting. There's a cross-cut saw, and there's a, you know, one goes across the cut, one goes with the line. So you have to know which one to use. There's two different kinds of saw. One saw you go with the grain. The lines of the wood go like this, and that goes with the grain. And there's another saw you go across the grain. It's called cross-cut. Yeah, you know these things. So then the gopis have to know which one to use to cut it. Then they make the planks. So why does Radharani want to know this art? Or why is she so expert in this art of cutting wood and carpentry? Because she sometimes, in the kunjas, she makes beautiful fans for Krishna to use, for the gopis. The sakis will pull the fan, mandris will pull the fan. And she'll cut the bamboo, and she'll cut thin pieces, and she'll make infrastructure of bamboo, very fine, thin bamboo woven together like this, and make all kinds of arrangements with cutting wood and fitting it together. And then that will be suspended inside the kunja between over the branches of the tree, like this, by like some ropes or vine ropes. And then that bamboo structure. Frame, you could say, frame. Like you see full bungalow in temples, flower cottage, whatever they say, flower bungalow. Then there's some frame. If you see after the event, the frame is sitting outside the temple or in the courtyard. They make a frame out of very lightweight wood. They make arches and they make this. Then all flowers inside. So what you just see when you go in for darshan, Banki Bihari or Radharaman, other places, you just see that Radharaman is just standing there inside a beautiful kunja, all flowers going up like this and like that. You can't see the structure underneath. You just smell the beautiful mogra flowers and see all this basic design like a kunja or like a dome like this. And sometimes they make a tunnel when you come in the temple, when you have darshan. From the darshan mandap all the way to the deities, there's a tunnel like this and there's vines like this. Very beautiful, they do. So this kind of structure Radharani is expert at making. Flower bungalows for Krishna. So that's necessary to know the art of carpentry. Vastu Vidya. You've heard of Vastu Shastra? This is the art of architecture and engineering. So I guess they design different types of flower kunjas and different arrangements. Engineering. 38. Ropya Ratna Pariksha. Ropya Ratna Pariksha. Ratna means jewels. The art of testing the authenticity of silver and jewels. You may have some item that's called silver polish. And underneath is copper. And you scrape it away. Hey, this is copper. Silver polish. They do that, especially prominent in India. And then, so they have to know, oh, is this real silver? Just like there's gold polishing. So when you go in a jewelry store, they have a gold testing stone. It's black and very hard like granite. So you say, this is a gold ring. I want to sell it to you, my used ring. This is my bangle. It's worth 1 lakh. Acha, yeah, it's gold. Solid gold. Oh, it's very heavy. So then they rub that they rub that bangle on the black testing stone. The black stone. And what happens is a golden streak. A golden streak comes in that black stone. So sometimes this analogy is used that when Krishna, Radha and Krishna embrace, looks like the golden streak on a testing stone of a jeweler. The testing stone is the blackish sham colored body of Krishna. And that gold line that streaked across the stone is Radharani's form like lightning embracing that monsoon form of Krishna. So they, in practical world, they take this, this is a gold bangle, and they rub it like that and say, what's that? And underneath the gold polish is silver. So the gopis are expert at knowing bogus. Because sometimes Krishna disguises himself as a female bangle merchant, as we're saying. So he tries to sell bogus stuff. So Krishna is coming from this place, Mathura, the capital of fake. So he's trying to sell. The gopis, let me test. Hey, this is not gold bangle. You want 1 lakh, you rob, you cheater. They have to know the art of testing. But to speak of jewels, they take some cheap pink sapphire from Sri Lanka. It's pink in color, sapphire. And they put it in dye, leave it for some time. And then it becomes dark blue next day. It becomes blue sapphire, very costly. They sell for 10 lakhs and it's a fake. So this goes on, now and then also. Obviously, there's nothing new under the sun. They were selling bogus gems and gold and silver then, and now they're doing the same thing. So this art originated, this art of detection, priksha, examining, detecting this bogus thing, originated with Radharani. Then, Dhatu Vad. Dhatu means elements. Vad means, I guess it means the art. Says the art of metallurgy and alchemy. That's very interesting. Alchemy. What is alchemy? Anyone knows alchemy? In the Middle Ages, it was very popular. The alchemy was a group of chemists and entrepreneurs that wanted to make a fast money. So they understood by some ancient texts, and it was told to them that one metal can be converted to another metal by some combining two metals. So you combine bell metal with mercury. So you melt the bell metal and you put it in, mercury is a liquid, the gas in a liquid. You put it in and you melt them, and then when they combine together, you get a whole pot full of gold, a pot of gold, as they say. But what happens is when you melt the bell metal and you pour in the liquid mercury, it evaporates. The mercury evaporates in the on the fire, and you're left with left with liquid bell metal. So this is an art called alchemy. They were trying to figure this out. And Prabhupada, on the morning walk, he says, actually, the yogis knew this art. The yogis would drink mercury at night, take rest, and wake up. And wake up the next day, they would urinate on copper coins. and the copper would turn to gold. It's on a morning walk. The tape is here. They would urinate on the, so something about, you know, the mercury's there, and that's somehow by processing, mixing with human urine, it can combine with the copper and turn it to gold. This is an art. So then, some devotees were on that morning walk. Some of the disciples of Prabhupada were involved in fundraising. Well, Sir Prabhupada, because we want to raise a lot of money for book distribution. Prabhupada, we should do that. We should do that, Prabhupada. We should make gold that we should drink, you know, mercury and make gold that way. And we get make so much gold for the book publishing and building temples. And Prabhupada was quiet and he said, first you drink mercury and survive. If you put a drop of mercury on your tongue, then you're finished. So they knew the art. And what about, there's someone else in recent time that was also making gold. In a very magical way. 500 years ago, there was a famous alchemist. Mahaprabhu, the alchemist. What was he doing? No, he was turning something to gold. And we're talking about making gold, yes? So the yogis can make gold from a copper coin by drinking mercury and processing it. So now I said, there's someone else that made gold 500 years ago. It's Gauranga, that's obvious. He's the most famous person of 500 years ago. It's my neighbor. Jagannath Mishra left this world. And Shachimata, she was speaking to Nimai one day. She said, oh, Nimai, we have some shortage of money in the house. Because he hadn't started teaching Sanskrit. He hadn't gone to East Bengal and opened up a Sanskrit academy and earned money there. And his wife was in, Lakshmi Priya was in Mayapur. There was some time when there was lack of money. He's young. So then Nimai said to his mother, give me some imli bij, some tamarind seeds. So he took 5 or 6 ten tamarind seeds. And Krishna, Gauranga, he went outside and he just held them in his hand and he went around the house and spent some time in the yard, in the forest, whatever, Ganga bank. Then he came back and said, oh Mata, oh Janani, and Deko. And he opened his hand. He opened his hand. It wasn't some ashes or this or that. It was the ten tamarind, Imli Beach, 10 tamarind seeds that she had given to him. He turned it into gold coins. So Mother Shachimata, she was worried. Oh, my son has become a chore? Because they were telling my father, Nilambara Chakravarti, his father or grandfather? My grandfather of Sachi. My father was telling me, he did his chart, and he said in previous incarnations he was Krishna, and he was a thief. So now this Krishna has come as Sachi Nandan, my beloved son, and now he's starting to thieve again, steal? That's all right if you're an Abhira and a Vaishya. My son is a Brahmin. They can't steal. Vaishyas sometimes steal and lie, this, that, they do. So she was very worried. Oh, Nimai, I'm worried. Where did you get these gold coins? No, it's God's mercy, you know. So this is another example of someone who knew the art of alchemy, turning tamarind seeds into gold. Now that's pretty amazing. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Krishna Leela goes to Gaur Leela. Gaur Leela goes to Krishna Leela. When Krishna Leela becomes too sweet, then it spills over and becomes magnanimous, an audarya. It spreads. When Krishna Leela becomes so concentrated and the cup fills and fills and fills with ras, 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 madhura ras, then it starts leaving the container of Braj, leaving the container of Radha and Krishna Premalingana. It starts flowing to all the devotees. That's audarya, audarya Leela. Then we catch that river of mercy and then takes us to the ocean of Ras. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Number 40, Mani Rag. Rag means color. Mani means Mani Ra Gyan. The art of using dyes to alter the color of precious gemstones. Oh, that's very good. Radharani learned the art of finding out which is a bogus stone. Then she also learned the art of making a bogus stone. Someone brings her a blue sapphire, a Nila, and she says, hey, oh, this is bogus. And then she took some pink sapphire, some cheap sapphire from Rajasthan or whatever. And she knows the art of dying. Hey. Very good. This is very nice. And Akara Gyan. This is Akara Gyan, means the art of mineralogy. Metallurgy is something else. Metallurgy and alchemy. So this, we see that some of these, we say mineral pigments. Have you ever heard this term? Krishna's face was decorated with mineral pigments from Govardhan. Because there's Gairika. There's one type of rock called Gairika. Gairika is in India, I think they know, you maybe know. Gairika, you can buy it here in the shop. It's a rock, and this is what the Mayavadi sannyasis use to dye their cloth. That kind of reddish color, deep reddish color. That's Rakta Vastra, uses Gairika. And that's used for coloring. And that's, if you eat that, it's poisonous. But for coloring, it's very good. So Radharani would know for making, coloring, dyeing cloth. Different rocks are used for dyeing cloth and for the face. So this art, Radharani knows. 42. Briksha Ayur Ved Yog. The art of gardening. The art of gardening and cross-breeding plants and trees for the purpose of obtaining Ayurvedic medicines. So Ayurveda, you've heard of Ayurveda, the science of Ayu, life. And Briksha means trees, plants and trees. So they were expert at growing trees and then even crossbreeding trees and plants. Why? To produce Ayurvedic medicines. So Radharani is also a Vaidya. What's the best medicine in Radharani's medicine shop? What is the best medicine in Radharani's medical shop? No. That's a category. There's many medicines. No. He receives the medicine. Adhara Amrit. The Adhara Amrit means the best medicine is Krishna's, the taste of Krishna's lips. Amrit means nectar, Adhara means lips. Adhara Amritam. Mesh Kukut Lavak Yudav Siddhi. Now this is a very interesting one. It's a very common phrase in my tapes. Very interesting. Radharani is expert in the art of training rams. What is a ram? Male goat, isn't it? Male goat, ram. And cocks and grouse, which is a type of duck. Cock is, the rooster, no? Rooster, male, chicken, or whatever. So she's expert in training them for yudhya, for sport. Because in a village, they don't have cricket matches and football games and all these type of things. They have wrestling, but they also have this, you maybe heard, especially the kings, they would train these two roosters to fight. And then they put them in some box, like an arena. And everyone places bets. Oh, the brown and white rooster will win, or the other one. Whose rooster will beat up the other one? Cockfight. It's called cockfights. So Radharani is expert at this. So how she would use that in Krishna's service, that you'll have to see in your own meditation. The only thing I can understand is if you're expert at training rams and cocks and grouse and all these, you know, chickens and goats and the male chickens and goats and this grouse means like some kind of bird or something, ground bird. For fighting, we see in Govinda Lilamrita, Radharani uses her expertise in controlling these roosters, because Vrindadevi sends one rooster, one cock or rooster into the kunja in Nidiban at about 4:45 in the morning, because the sky is getting something like light coming. And Vrindadevi is very nervous that Radha and Krishna aren't the least bit interested in leaving that kunja, Nidiban, in their happy repose of loving embrace, sleeping on a flower bed. So then she says, hey, rooster, go there. Because she sent so many cuckoos and quail and cuckoo and parrots, and they sang so sweetly. It was like lullaby to deepen Radha and Krishna's pastimes of intimacy. They weren't disturbed. They were rather pacified and relaxed by that. So Vrinda thought, oh, this is not working. So I have to send another kind of bird. So she sent in a rooster. Then the rooster, what did the rooster do? He made the sound that they make, cock, 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 like that. Cock, 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 like that. Cockle, coddle, do. So that he just raised up on his back legs. He raised up like this and he started flapping his feather. Ha, 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 ha. And then Radharani heard that. She woke up. She was startled. When the cuckoos and the other birds were singing, Radharani was not disturbed. She was rather, oh, this is nice background music. Like in the malls, they have all this background music. So you buy lots of things. Ah, da, 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 da. Background music in the shopping malls. It was like background music, very soothing, very comforting, and very encouraging also in different tunes or like that. So when she heard this cacophonous sound of this rooster, oh, she woke up, ah, what is that? Oh, hey rooster, go coo in hell. Go to hell and make your sound. She very forcefully, vehemently, she's like, go to hell and make your sound. Choop. The rooster, Morgi is female, Morga is masculine. Huh? Says, hey, Morga, choop. No, put Gaya, go to hell. How do you say go to hell in Hindi? Narak jao. Huh? Huh? Narak me jao. Hey, Morga. 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 Hey, Morga, chup karo. Narak ke jao. Hey, chicken, go to hell. So the chicken froze. He didn't move. And then Radharani said, ah, very good. He's gone to hell. And then Premalingana. So this is how she utilizes her art of training roosters and goats, rams, to fight or to get lost or to be quiet. Number 44. Shuk Sharika Prapalana, or Pralapana. Shuk Sharika Pralapana. This is the art of teaching male and female parrots how to speak and hold conversations with people. And these parrots in Vrindavan, they can say a lot more than Pali want a cracker, which is a general phrase that they use in America. That one-liner, it's a one-liner they train the parrot. So this, all this Daksha and Manjubhashini and all these parrots are trained up by Radharani. How to hold conversations with each other. The male and female are taught how to converse with each other. Why? Because Radharani's teaching the parrots how to have conversations, how to glorify my Sham. And then by teaching them how to glorify Shyam, they automatically learn how to glorify Radharani. So then when Radha and Krishna are in Nikunj, Nikunj Leela, this is in Madhyan Leela in Radhakund, then she sees, Krishna sees a shuk or a shari in a tree. Oh, speak something. He didn't teach them. Krishna didn't teach them the vad or conversation. But he's knowing everything. He's all knowing. But he didn't teach them. Radharani taught them. Oh, shuk, speak the, or Radharani says, oh, shuk, speak the glories of Krishna or speak the glories of Radha. Then they speak so beautiful Sanskrit shlokas about the rupam of Krishna, the form of Krishna, the form of Radharani, the qualities. So this, where they learn this art of conversation, and where they learn this all from, how the male, shuk and sharika samvad, the talking, pralap also means the talking. She taught them how to speak and hold conversations with people. What people? With her and the gopis and Shyam. Not any people. This is a very interesting art. Cleaning the skin with perfumed lotions and using ointments for healing. So Radharani knows this art of skin care because sometimes when Krishna goes to battle, he gets injured. He incurs some injuries in the battle of Eros. Battle of Eros means Kandarpa Yudhya. So he incurs some injuries to his skin, to his chest or here and there. So then Radharani prepares some ointments and she applies them there and then they heal very nicely. And moreover, they're disguised. Because those ointments are mixed with kasturi. Kasturi is a shamish, blackish, sham color ointment. So later, when Krishna returns, so he may have so many scratches as that, but most of them she disguises. She covers over with these ointments, skin lotions, and special skin preparations. So later, when Mother Yashoda wakes up Nandalal in Nandagaon, and she's, oh, my Lala, and she won't detect these scratches. And sometimes she may, by chance, if Radharani forgets, Yashoda may see a scratch. Oh, what is this scratch? And Mata Mangal, he says in Sanskrit, but the word he says in Sanskrit can mean gopi or gopa. It can be taken as a feminine or masculine. So he says, oh, Yashoda, I know how those scratches are there. That's done by the alibis, by the gopis. And then Krishna looks at Mata Mangal, shut up. Be quiet. What are you saying? But Yashoda, because she's not in Madhura Bhav, she's in Vatsalya Bhav. So what can she understand? She can understand Dasyarati. She can understand Vatsalya Rati. And, Sakirati and Vatsalya. So she thinks that, this is her Bhav Dristi, she thinks all these scratches on my Nandalal's chest, on his Briksha, Vaksha, they're done by Sudam or Balaram or Sridam. Oh, these boys are wrestling too ferociously. They're not taking care of my Lala. Oh, Krishna, this is very bad. And she kisses him like this. So Radharani is expert in this art. And so are the Sakhi Manjari's expert. Because Radharani also, she also engages in this very terrible and drastic, horrible warfare. This Kandarpa Yudhya. And sometimes she gets scratches or different skin marks, and the gopis are expert mixing kunkum and keshar and kunkum and getting different colors to make it this nice golden tone. It's like we have toners on our face is all white. We put some little red there. Or we put some blue up out of our eyes. See, it looks so nice. You know, they're making different colors. So then Radharani, they want to proper toner on her skin. They call skin toners, you know, toners, all these things. So they make it so they can cover over, disguise and hide Radharani's wounds from the war. So Radharani teaches, she knows this art, she uses this art to serve Krishna, and the Manjris and Sakhis know this art to serve Radha. So this is 46. Kesh Marjana Koshala. Kesh, Keshva, Krishna, hair, Marjan, means cleansing, and Koshala means artistic or expertly. Kesha Marjan Koshala, the art of expertly arranging the hair, which includes coloring the hair and curling it in various ways.